Definitely.
8:45 on the clock. We'll call it order. The Gage County Board of Supervisors.
We're just a hair over.
Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
That's non-city.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Jerry, are you up? Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is a consent agenda. The consent agenda consists of the general agenda, approval of minutes of the meeting held September 4th, 2013, approval of all claims through September 18, 2013 in the amount of $437,531.72. Approve and place on file all correspondence received. Approve specifications and call for bids on 2013-2014 snow removal for the courthouse, sheriff jail, veterans office, and parking lots. Bids to be opened October 2nd at
third.
That's absurd. Okay, sorry. Bids to be opened October 2nd. <It's>,
Polini and I, who knows?
Bids to be opened October 2nd at 9:30 a.m. Approved district court summary fee. Report for the month of August 2013. Approved register of deeds fee report for the month of August 2013. Approved canceling check 130900066 issued to Thayer County Sheriff in the amount of $19. Approved canceling check number 80589 issued to Kelly Fralin in the amount of $21.01 to allow a check to be issued and sent to the treasurer for unclaimed property. Approved receiving treasurer's list of delinquent taxes on parcels of real estate in the county which remain unsold for want of bidders. I need a motion to consider separately or approve all agenda items on the consent agenda.
You had a...
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Jones.
The exception of claim number 130900157. Vote on that separately as a $100 claim to Johnny's Welding.
Okay, we'll pull that also. We'll consider all claims with the exception of just mentioned claim by Jurgens. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Now we'll consider claim 130900157 to Johnny's Welding for $100. Any motion to approve or disapprove?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, seconded by Setzer. Vote. 7-6 in favor. Jurgens abstaining. What's that $100 going to buy you, Terry?
Not big.
Okay. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anything you want to talk about relative to the regular board meeting? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports, building the grounds, and winter lights.
Nothing.
No report. Equalization. Finance and insurance.
Nothing other than that we're going to approve the budget later.
Okay. HR, employee relations.
Don is going to be meeting with the elected officials on the handbook, and then we will meet with our committee, review it. It's looking really, really good. So it's some good reading. So
thank you. Questions for Kathy? No. Law enforcement, emergency management.
Okay. On emergency management, first thing up, Red Cross. There's going to be a change in the Red Cross service that we have with Rosemary retiring and the office closing here in Beatrice. So our service from Red Cross will now come out of either Lincoln or Grand Island. I don't know that it's going to see a whole lot of change in the service. It's just a matter of where the service is going to come from.
Gary, I'm going to interrupt you here.
Go ahead.
Was there any discussion about how emergencies local, will there be response people locally that will cover those? Did that come up? I'm just curious.
Yeah, we really didn't have that discussion there. I don't know if Mark really has that answer at this point yet. It's pretty new. Was it just a week ago that the announcement was made? So we'll maybe I'll advise Mark to check on that. I'm sure he's aware and in discussions with him about it. But
I just know occasionally, if you get a house fire or something like that, and you've got a family that's displaced, Rosemary was just on the spot like that. There'll be a delay now.
Yeah, and we did discuss the fact that she did, she was on top of all that stuff. I guess we didn't have the discussion as to what happens now.
Mark made one comment about right now he would have to make a call to the office in Lincoln or Grand Island, one of those two offices, and then they would. So the response would come back from there.
So will that become his responsibilities to make those calls, those emergent?
That we didn't discuss.
Well, I think just to make it clear, the decision was made out of the state headquarters that they were going to close this office. This wasn't our decision.
No, sure.
It was made by them. They were going to close the office whether Rosemary retired or not.
Right.
And they're doing this all over the state. So there's a real question in my mind as far as what our exposure is and what they are going to be able to do for us in emergencies. And it's pretty tough. You've got a tough time and you have to call somebody from Lincoln to get down here. I don't know. Anyway.
Time is of the essence.
Yes.
Yep, I agree. So, anyway, I guess at this point we don't know how that gap's going to be filled, but the second thing I guess that really kind of want to discuss was that there's been a request from the state for us to become the fiscal agent and take care of the regional bookwork for our region. The guy out of Lancaster County that had been handling it is going to retire, and they're looking for somebody to take care of this. I guess my feeling is that it's in our probably our best interest to go ahead and take care of this if we can figure out somebody to take care of it. Mark really doesn't have anybody on hand that I think at this point really can just hand it to him and tell him to do it, because it is going to take a little bit of time to go ahead and do this stuff. It's not always going to be there, but there's going to be certain times where there's going to be more time to put into it. So I guess my suggestion was that we don't look at piling that on top of Joe Hawkins, who's already down there helping Mark with like the lead-off and different things like that, just for the fact that I think Joe is a good asset down there, and I just don't want to see him get burnt out by having too many things put on his plate. So,
now, is this the emergency management organization we're talking about now, and not Red Cross?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. No. Regional emergency management.
All right.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Okay.
To the second item here.
Is there any reimbursement or any support as far as some state dollars to us as far as funding?
Well, the through the EMPG dollars, we get $65,000 a year to cover salaries, and we don't get anywhere close to that in our normal budget. So half of it would be paid there. And as far as any more funding, I doubt it. But like I told Mark, it would be good to lean on them and see what we can get out of it. But like I said, I think it's in our best interest to make sure that this is taken care of, because if it's not, like Mark said, there's been a couple of instances where the paperwork wasn't taken care of properly, and we were in danger of having to pay funds back to the federal government. So, I mean, it's a give-and-take type deal, too. I mean, I think our best interests are important here.
But it sounds like we may have to hire somebody to take care of that.
Very possibly another part-time person to handle it, yeah.
But what Gary referred to there, the EMPG money that's coming back, part of what our county would be getting, Mark said the proposal is to give us enough money to cover that in our EMPG money. We wouldn't be getting as much as what they're proposing if we decided not to do this. So we are reimbursed. The one issue that we have is, though, this we would have to take over January 1st, and then how do we incorporate it back into the budget? At one time, Mark said several years ago it was, we were the county to do it, and then Lancaster took this over, and now that guy's retiring or whatever. And so then those are some discussions that have to go on yet. How do we make this all fit effective January 1st?
Is this new money?
This
is money we've already been getting.
We've been getting EMPG money for use in our emergency department here, and I know we bought a time or two we bought in a vehicle for Mark and then kind of passed that on down. So we get this, we've been getting this type of money every year, and this region helps coordinate that and keeps track of it, and it's federal dollars as well. Like some of the grants are the Homeland Security grants. Some of those have funneled through here and stuff. So it's an avenue of how they keep track of everything. And somebody needs to do the paperwork and do it right. Because if it's not done right, then there are other issues or whatever. So
this is one of the jobs that Sean used to do when he was down right. in the emergency. He was the region. What was his actual title?
Field training officer.
Yeah. This was one of the duties that he had, and then when they canceled that program or got rid of that position, then Lancaster County took over this part of it anyway. So, anyway, at this point, it's just discussion. Mark's supposed to come back to us with more info, and then we'll keep you abreast of what's going on. So, the next item, moving on, unless somebody has anything more to add. The next thing, kind of relative to emergency management and the sheriff's office, both, we continue to have some narrow-banding communication-type issues. I don't know that it's a critical situation, but it is something that we need to keep on top of, and we're investigating our options at this point. So there will be more to come on that also. Next item was also kind of related to both. Gus had some complaints about emergency management trailers, one that was parked over here in the parking lot. And I think currently Mark and Gus have decided that they can move those out besides the
extension
office and park them out there for a temporary fix until we decide, you know, whether or not we can pour a pad out there at the extension office to park them on. Or find a different location to park them so that they're out of the way.
Haven't we been parking some of those behind the Veterans Administration building? And we can't do that anymore?
Yeah, we had been, and I don't remember exactly what was the rub with it back there.
Well,
Gus?
The gentleman that owns the house to the west has a big motorhome there, and so Mark can't get his trailers in there at the back end where he's parked. It's just kind of messed everything up for him. So.
Yeah, and I think the veterans home is parking some things back there now that they didn't used to also. I think there was some...
I think, yeah, they brought their cars there or something. Like
yeah. Yeah.
Well, so, there was some discussion about the house there. Just
yeah. We're getting bids on taking that down. We have two. We're waiting for another one, and we're going to place it on the agenda. We'll have discussed the building grounds before the next meeting. So we will have that space over there, but that'll take a little while, too.
And that's kind of why we, just as a temporary fix, we're going to park them out there, because I think there's different options out there, and that might be one of them, too, is that location. But at this point, I think temporary fix is the best. So other than that, I don't really have anything else, unless Gus has anything he wants to add yet.
No, I think we covered the bases. You got my letter I sent to my staff. You all should have that. Unless you want to touch base on the article of paper.
Yeah.
Touch base
yeah.
on that.
I mean, I can touch a little
yeah,
bit, or you ahead. Sure can. Or I mean, it. Gus came and brought some information to us about a USDA grant that some. I think in Missouri you had a couple jails that they've done that. They've went and got a 40-year USDA loan. I shouldn't say grant, a loan. And right now their interest rate's 3.5%. And we had some discussion then about the jail, the condition it is in today, and where do we go from here? And also, part of the reason he brought this to us was, right now, every year, we're spending $120,000 on upkeep for that. 40-year grant, a 40-year loan, if you use the $120,000, that's $4.8 million. So, you know, at the end of 40 years right now, if we don't do anything, we still have the same jail or where we're at. It's something that we need to study. We need to look more into. I think I made a quote in the paper that it's a commitment that you'd make for 40 years. Then you put the county in that position for 40 years that they have to come up with that money. They're also Engage. We had a situation down there where there was a business in the county where they were maybe looking at also acquiring this, not a business in the county, the new fire barn up there at Adams. And there are a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of paperwork you'd need to do. You need to still qualify for it. They're also, because of October 1st is their new year, that's when they'd have new funding again. And a lot of different things that USDA grant entails. It's not just go up, sign your name, and you get the money and stuff. So, I mean, those are different things we're talking about, or we visited about at our meeting. And it was also something I said that we should look at. It's another option again for our jail. Will it happen? Who knows? I mean, I don't know, you know. But I will say this, didn't do any figuring other than if you build a $5 million jail, 3.5% interest, the first year alone interest is $165,000. So the $120,000 we're spending now wouldn't even pay for the interest. So it would take you a while to pay off that loan. You'd have to put more in than the $120,000. But I didn't do any other math than just that. So, I mean, that there are costs associated with it, but Gus also, you know, the fire marshal keeps coming down, or, I mean, he visited with him again, and we keep passing.
How old is the current jail? Help me again.
Built in mid-70s. So it's probably, 35 years old, somewhere in that area.
So if we built a jail and paid on it for 40 years, we'd still be paying on something that could potentially be antiquated at the time.
So it could be, and they did tell me that they give you no penalty if you would decide to, for some reason, come into a cash cow, they pay it off any time you want. I don't know if many are going to go a full 40, but that they put out that far as they can budget,
I suppose.
Like to note on record that even though Myron brought up a $5 million jail, we are in no discussions to build a $5 million jail.
Thank you.
Myron, that will not make the agenda.
Just throwing numbers out there for people to correlate with or whatever.
But we do need to keep our options open, and we do need to continue to look to see what's going to be best for the community, because that building that we have over there does have issues, continues to have issues, and we need to figure out a more long-term fix as opposed to throwing $120,000 at a year trying to keep it limping along. So,
and I think we also need to look at it and how many we have to take to various counties to house due to being full over the next year or two, and before we'd even, you know, think about building something new.
Well, as we look at our negotiations with others as far as housing our prisoners and where we'll go, we have at least one alternative there that could be substantially cheaper than us housing our own prisoners or taking them somewhere else. So we need to have more information on that, because we might not even need to upgrade the jail portion.
I guess I had not seen the article in the paper, so I didn't realize that we needed to address that at this point. I thought we needed to probably have more of a detailed plan before we really discuss that too much in open session. But
what paper is that, the Hickman Voice or the Wymore paper?
Chris Dunker wrote the article.
Yeah. Oh, there's another paper. Oh, okay.
That's all I got.
Roden Bridge.
First, to start off, we on the road closure, Sisley Township, Olive Lane Road between 45th and 32nd Road. The landowner that submitted to have the road closed has sent 10 signatures now of surrounding neighbors in favor of this, so that'll move on. Philly North bid letting October 10th. the culvert that we discussed at the last meeting. Contracts were sent out to Contact and Ace Eaton, and they each accepted the low bid as far as all for one, the discussion we had. So the way it was bid last time was, in this instance, the correct way to do it, because it saved us $10,000-$12,000 doing, I think, or my right. Was he correct
about the company that said that they were going to, that their bid was only for all of them or none of them, they did change their opinion, and they, because they, I believe they had four or five low bids, they decided to take what they had for low bids and make that a part of this. So turned out in the county's favor, definitely turned out in our favor.
Yes.
I have the agreement here that I'll sign.
Yep. Trees, discussion on that again. Deborah's been fairly aggressive, has contacted quite a few of the landowners. Some of these landowners are absentee landowners that not live in the area. So through some diligent work on her part, has contacted at least two that we know of, and we're hopeful something will get done on those issues that we've had ongoing with that. Galen got bids on repairing the track hole backloader. This was a piece of equipment that we had tentatively scheduled for the last year or two to get be replaced due to budget constraints. It's not going to be possible. So he got bids from Murphy Company as repairing the tracks and replacing just bushings. For the complete rebuild, we were looking at $16,512. Probably the way we're going to go compared to partial bushings of $9,129. Probably we'll go with a complete rebuild because, you know, that's a piece of equipment that we use daily almost down to replacing these culverts and everything else. And if a track slips on those when you're down in a hole, it's a mess. So there was some issues with that, so we'll get that fixed short term. Galen handed out rock and gravel sheets. Oh, and in discussion with Galen this morning, the NRD on that rural water project, they have seven spots left to gravel, and then they will complete that project. There's seven areas yet that where there was a problem with them wasting the gravel, however you want to put it. There are seven places, spots left to fill, and then that will be completed and satisfy the county's end anyway. Not related to road and bridge, John and I last Monday went to the city council meeting on the Boswa, and we adopted a new budget. There'll be increases, you know. John had spoke up earlier as far as the county side of it. The increases were fairly substantial. So they did back those down a little bit. They will be raised, but it'll take 2 or 3 years to do it. So it won't be a one-shot raise. It'll be over 2 or 3 year period they will get raised. But the amount of money it takes to run the landfill nowadays with all the regulations there are, it's probably a necessity to have those increases built in there. So
speak to the concern about the increases from those in the rural area versus those in town. We discussed.
Well,
it's an ongoing issue in the county.
Right. There's always, just this last week, Galen had an area clean up trash dump site, if you will, in the county. County's expense to go clean it up again. The concern is if these rates get too high, a lot of this trash that was going to the dump now will go to the greater ditches, which is a ongoing issue, always has been, I think. So our perspective, we'd like to keep the rates for the rural customer as low as we can. So to, let's say, encourage people to bring stuff in. The other south side of the Boswell landfill, the C&D, will be opened, I think, shortly. So that will help hold the rates down on the cost for a while anyway.
And I've had part of what they're wanting to do is to encourage people to use the C&D site because it has a little less expense to it, and separate it so that what can be C&D goes to C&D construction and demolition. And the rate, the effect that's going to take a place this year is going to take place. The one for the following year is proposed, and I'm going to do what I can to see that if we can keep that where it's at, or, you know, make a lesser increase for that, the stuff that gets hauled in and the pickups and trailers and by individuals.
I'll just comment on the last bullet item there, just to update. We're going to, in response to the folks that came in here during a public hearing last time about Hickory Road and the traffic, they spent some time telling us about some of their issues there. I did contact Gus about that and if there could be a more an increased sporadic presence there. And obviously, and I visited with Irma Johnson and gave her some feedback that, you know, there's 860 some square miles the sheriff's got to patrol, but he said he'd try to make, you know, more of an effort there to watch the speeds. The highway department talked to Galen, and we talked about it in committee. We'll do a speed study to see, gather the data. Obviously, no promises. We don't know. There's some limitations as to what we can do, but collect some of that data. And I also had communication with the general manager out there at Coke Nitrogen and asked him if they could voluntarily lower their speeds. And he concurred that they had already tried to make measures to do that. They are encouraging their truck drivers coming and going to turn their lights on to keep their speeds down. So I think we've tried to make some contact. Everybody recognizes that. So we'll see if we can make some headway there, if nothing else, just to prevent some things and, you know, try to give those folks some response. So I just want to let folks know that I'd had that communication. We've worked on some of those things. Anything else? Roden Bridge? Any more questions? Terry, you talked for an hour. Surely this isn't all we...
I'm all talked out.
Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is I need a motion to approve or disapprove reaffirming rock and gravel bids received on September 4th, 2013. Again, we typically accept all bids, and I guess I'd look at Galen and say, is there any reason we shouldn't accept all bids? So, you know, motion to approve or disapprove?
I make a motion to approve all rock and gravel bids for the fall September time frame.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Second by Hill. Discussion. Everybody should have a packet. Did we all get one of those? Yes, Terry, go ahead.
One thing I would like to mention, on the Ace sand and gravel bid, on the back of it, one note that's on there, a sand and gravel bid is good till pit runs out. So I think, Alec, I mentioned this last time, you know, I think it was getting close and yet still produced gravel. You know, it's kind of the unknown how much left in that pit, but he thinks he's getting close to the end. So he was the low bid. So we'll go as long as we can out of that pit, but with everybody full well knowing that that probably is going to be over with, you know, sooner than later. So, and then we'll go on to the next bid.
It seems like every year we discuss, and I guess we don't want to incite a riot, but accessibility to gravel is getting tougher and tougher and tougher. So we've got two bids now, so one goes away and we're down to one. So, all right. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is, we're going to revisit the Visitors Improvement Grant that we discussed last time for the purchase of the table and chairs for the Carnegie Building.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we pull that from today's agenda and send it back to the committee for more discussion and consideration.
I'll second that.
So I got a motion to second to just remove it from the agenda. Would that be the visitors improvement? That's
yep.
Part of that group? Okay.
Yep, back to the visitors improvement.
Okay, so we won't take any action approving or disapproving, but the motion is to remove that from the agenda. Any more discussion? Vote 7-0. We'll go back to committee. Gus and Lisa, discussing the sheriff's distress warrant report and discuss and approve or disapprove striking personal property taxes. so we can put on the agenda to have our personal property taxes stricken? I went in on that one. Anybody else want in?
I don't think it'll work,
room.
But...
Okay.
We had three that were returned by Gus that he recommended that there's just no way that we're ever going to be able to collect on the distressed warrants. We're moving to strike them. One is from Appliance Barn of Nebraska. Couldn't find any property to try and collect on it. The other one is for a Zachary King. We were unable to locate him. Certified letter came back. They couldn't find him. There's no property out there. Apparently, the trailer is gone. It was a mobile home. Moved to strike that one. And the last one we moved to strike is the Southeast Nebraska Health Education. They're no longer in business, and there's no property to try and collect on.
Any questions for... anybody? No? All right. So I guess I'll call for a motion to approve or disapprove striking just mentioned three personal property taxes. Motion to approve or disapprove.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Lytle. Vote 7-0. Stricken.
Thank you, Lisa.
Next is need a motion to approve or disapprove EMS agreements between Gage County and the City of Beatrice and Gage County and Odell Fire and Rescue.
Move to approve.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. These are just the, I'll just open up and say these were the agreements that the dates and the dollars of the dates changed to reflect this fiscal year. The dollars are the same as last year. We've had good discussion with the squads. We've had two meetings, and I think there's something, I don't want to be too premature, but there's something in the hopper working those squads independently of a public body, which I think will be good moving down the road. So I'll just say that and credit those people for continuing that effort. So
I think we're really lucky to have the EMS unit, so we have, starting with ours in Beatrice, Gage County, and all the way through. And I want to compliment you, Brian. I think it's, we're very lucky. We're very lucky. If any of you ever have an opportunity to use it, I hope you don't, but they are they are very, very good.
Very professional.
We look forward to it.
No, I know you do.
Very fast, very professional. Really all the squads and the response times that they give. Yep. All right, so you have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove resolution setting 2013-2014 tax request at a different rate than 2012-2013 tax request. A motion to approve or disapprove.
We have 13-24.
Resolution 13-24.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. What's that? Where is that at? What's our? Where does that tax rate? I don't have that in front of me. Okay. I'll read this. I'll just read the resolution where it matters. Following requirements are said to be published. Notice the 2012-2013 property tax request was $8,233,491.22. And the levy rate was 0.394647. And that was a bond. Was that the bond rate and everything? No, that this is all. That's all inclusive there. Okay. And so the 2013-2014 property tax request would be $8,577,582.25. Increase of approximately, what was that, $350,000? Checking my math here. $344,000. And the proposed levy for the 2013-2014 tax request would be 0.376423. Okay. That's what we're voting on, an increase of about increase in tax asking of about $344,000, and the levy will go down by about 1.8 cents. Correct. Okay. Correct. Any discussion? Vote 7-0 to approve. What did I miss?
You skipped one there.
I'm sorry. Approve or disapprove. Now I need a. I will go back here. I apologize for that. Approve or disapprove receiving and place on file amended valuations for political subdivisions. What?
Had move to approve.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Patty, discussion.
Okay, basically what happened on this is that due to the annexations into from the industrial park into the city of Beatrice, we kind of did that at a tight frame when we were doing valuations, because valuations had to be out by August 20th. And turning over to the state, the Department of Revenue or the Department of Taxation, they needed to go through and figure out under those annexed properties if there was any pipeline companies. So in order to do that, they have to reach out to the pipeline companies, explain what parts of that industrial park was being annexed in. And Elaine Thompson, that does that from the department, had some trouble getting, you know, information back from the pipeline. So when I first gave you this, this was what I had, but she did send out, I think it was about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, a correction indicating that Beatrice would get more value. With that being said, the city of Beatrice gets more value on pipeline. It takes away from the Beatrice Rural Fire, and it also takes away from Midland Township. So those are the three affected on here. And like I said, part of the process was because the annexations were so close to our valuation time, and that's information that they have to give to us. So that's why this amendment has come forth. Now, with that being said, it's caused a little, you know, complications because we're here at budget time, and what do some of these political subdivisions do now? So I think Don has been in contact with auditors, and you know, we're trying to help those people work those things out. So hopefully it'll be okay. So, but that's typically what happened. You know, if this would have happened back in March, we would have had it all resolved. But since the annexations were happening so close to what we were doing then, and we don't know exactly where that pipe, you know, lays, so we have to go, or the state has to go back to the company. So, and then we did send a cover letter out to the subdivisions that it affected. So that's kind of where that is. So.
And then Lincoln Township, I think they figured that with the valuation increase and whatever tax rate you set, they would be fine, so that may be a non-issue. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a call in to Andy Carruthers, so I haven't talked to him yet, and he's to call me back, so we'll see where we're going with that, because budgets have to be in by Friday. And, you know, I think what will happen is they'll probably just put in a request. I don't know. The question Don and I have is about the resolution that we passed. So. And that's the, in, you know, the last meeting they came in, Lincoln Township, and if you, that's what that's about. So.
Yeah, and then the thing with the Beatrice Rural Fire, there's like a $66 difference, but they'll have to do the amending budget, and they'll have to publish it. And I think it costs $110 to publish it to reflect the $66 difference. Seems a little impractical, but that's the best. So they're working through that. All right. Any more questions or discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Okay, so let's go down. I think approve or disapprove resolution adopting the county budget fiscal year 2013-2014.
13-25.
13-25.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Seconded by Juergens. Let's talk about this. Yes, sir.
Well, first off, Matt, I'd like to just make a few comments. There's approximately 70% of the request is from rural ag values. Looking back, I'm going back to 2011, 2012, there was a negative 0.0 2% increase, so basically flat or a little below that year. 2012 to 2013, 2% increase. The current budgeted year, 3.51% increase is what there will be. With that being said, the increase is an increase, with the majority of it probably can be tied to the roads department or our projects coming up in the next fiscal year. So to try and defend that kind of an increase, I'm here, you know, just to say that majority of that is going to go to roads department is where that increase is coming from. So
well, you know, it's certainly it's important to stay ahead on the roads, and that's what we're trying to do.
I also want to comment. I think we had a good discussion last meeting. I have had zero feedback. I think, you know, some of the, sometimes we poke Chris in the eye, but I think some of the information he's had out there is apparently must have been well received. You know, people feel like they're informed, so I haven't had any comments or feedback. Obviously, there's some of the project stuff people want to know some of those specifics about, and I try to defer them to the highway department to get those if I don't have the answers. And did we fund the flu shots for this year for the immunization for public health? We talked about that at one point. Did we do that? Okay, that was like $2,000, $2,200, something like that. Okay.
Yes, we did.
I know we talked about that. I'm just curious about that. As we were talking about flu shots earlier, Terry's going to get his. Any other questions for Myron? Appreciate your work on that and everyone that helped Myron. Takes a while to put that together. Yes, sir.
And that is one comment I'd like to make. Myron has put in hours and hours, as well as Dawn. Both of them, I want to compliment both of them. They've put in a lot of work. So it's not easy to do. I know that. So that's to their...
What a lot of help, Matt. I mean, Matt was a great resource. Not great resource, Reed. He knows what's going on yet better than I do. It was a learning process for me. Dawn helped. Dawn helped a lot.
Dawn's a big help. And Dawn's always trying to do a good job to build up our cash reserve, and she's always trying to rattle a lot of money. So that's good. We appreciate that. But Dawn's always trying to hold that money. So.
I'd also like to compliment, like our departments, too. I know Gus here. We've had a lot of visiting back and forth with Gus with the jail and the sheriff's department. That's another, outside the roads department, that is a big part of the budget. And really like to thank them. There was a lot of talk, went back and forth there, and this is the budget we came up with. And sometimes I know some departments would sure like to have more based on some things that they'd like to do, but the committee and the board felt this is the budget that we're going to use for this year. So,
in saying that, too, I do think the department heads all did a good job of trying to hold their budget as tight and as close as they could. So.
And we recognize this is our budget's our best guess based off previous performance. So you try to put something in place. You know, you may have, God forbid, watching those woolly caterpillars, you may have a bunch of snow that just completely blows the budget up. You may have some lawsuits that, you know, come up and things like that you don't necessarily plan for. But I think this is a good budget based off previous experience.
And I will say a couple other things that not we had issues with, but that took more time was because of our bond that passed. It took more time to how to make that, not make that fit, but to make sure you get it in the right lines or the right areas of this budget so that we can keep track of those. Then also the Hickory Road, you know, we put a new line in our sinking fund there so that we can draw on that and keep track of that, what we spend on there. And then the Coke Road project out here, even though the Coke plant is paying for all of that, yet so that we could track all the expenses and the income coming back in on that and get those right, because that's part of the budget that hasn't been there in some other years, and that takes more time to get that all down. I know Dawn, there was several days there where she'd call, well, what about this or what about this? And I go, I thought we were done with that. No, you needed. You still needed to make sure that coming into the budget or for the budget that it fit in there the way it did and stuff. So, and to keep track of it more than anything.
All right, we're about to tax people on $8.5 million. Any more questions, discussion, comments?
I'd just like to comment that, you know, a change that was made, I think, three budgets ago, or maybe before that, they used to have a use-it-or-lose-it philosophy, and by giving the elected officials some grace on that, it has made them, I think, more responsible instead of going, well, I've got this much money left. I've got to dump it before the end of the budget year. And so I think it's just really worked out so much better and has made a better budget for everybody.
Last call. All right. Got a motion and a second. No further discussion. Vote 7-0 to approve our 13-14 budget. Stack of stuff to sign. Next, discuss, and then we'll call for a motion to approve or disapprove the Board of Supervisors' release of public information policy. Everyone should have in their packet a copy. I believe Dawn made one for everybody. Of State Statute 84-712. And this deals with, and I believe the legislature just updated this effective September 4th. That's when it became effective, was September 4th. But outside of that, this is something that we need to do a better job of. And so I put together a draft policy that we'll just step through here so that when we get a request for public information, we're kind of unique in that it comes in to the clerk's office, and that we as a board need to go through any information we may have in the requested form. But what we do is independent of what, say, someone was requesting stuff from the treasurer's office. So this policy would basically outline how we are going to operate as a board, and then it's up to those other departments if there's a request made to them for those folks to do that. And then the crossover then is if there's a request for information, it'll come into the clerk via us to the departments that we're responsible for, highway department, emergency management. I don't know what request would be there, but there may be something there in some context. So we need to be diligent about getting that. The thing of note here is that in the highlighted portion of that, talks about 4 days. So depending on the type of request and the volume of request, in some instances, everything may have to stop operations to get this stuff done. And you get 4 days. And sometimes you go in and when you look for that information, well, you've gone in and looked for it, so you've already got it. You might as well prep the stuff because you're already going in and looking for it. So we need to do a better job about doing that. So so the highlighted section there under C, it says, is it C? Is that what it talks about? Yeah, so if it can't be fulfilled within 4 days, that there has to be an acknowledgement or an explanation. And I'll let Roger talk to that here in just a second. But so the policy here is in draft form. And in the event that there's a records request made, and I referred basically to the state statute here, that every board member will individually review any public records that they may have in whatever form is requested. We also then would make the request of any departments that we are responsible for to have them look for those. If you find those in the appropriate form, we've got to make them available to the county attorney's office. And I think that's the appropriate format because there are some things that are not supposed to be released. And there's, with all due respect, there's one attorney sitting in this half moon. And there is a state statute that puts out there what needs to be released. And I visited with Roger. He's agreed to do that, to go through and kind of be the filter on that. So he'll review that prior to releasing that information. And then, again, that does potentially put his office on hold as well because he's got to try and get that information out there. Once we get that request, I think it's appropriate from now on that, you know, even though it may be after the 4 days, say if we got a request tomorrow, in 2 weeks at our next regular board meeting, I think it's appropriate to put that into the regular agenda, who made the request, what the request is, the nature of it, and the type of information that was requested. I think that's a lot of that stuff, just the request goes out there. We never know who made the request or what it is.
But I think that's important that we would also, as part of our policy, make that part of public record.
So we would go ahead and release the information within the 4 days and then still put it on the agenda?
Just put it on the agenda to say, hey, we got this. We're acknowledging this. And then, again, you see the example down there. And, again, this policy is just for us. And I will say we did get a request from Chris Dunker. We got that, I believe, it was the first or second week of August. And we didn't get – it's been almost 30 days now. And so that's inappropriate. You know, I have visited with Chris personally, and though it's not my responsibility to apologize on behalf of the board, there were some circumstances we had with vacations and people going, and we didn't have a policy in place, so we were rather loose on that. Regardless of who makes the request and if it's a reasonable request and the data isn't prohibitive of being distributed, we really need to get on that, and we need to make that data available. If you look on your stuff and you don't have anything, communicate to Roger in some instance, whether it's an email, but it should be in writing, I looked, I don't have anything, and make a good faith effort to go look for it. You know, the other thing is you may not have something, but somebody else may resurrect something with your name on it, and you didn't, so I didn't look there, I didn't think. Make a good faith effort to go out there. Technically, our public records are held in the clerk's office, but Dawn may not know everything that we may have or don't have, so it's really that concerted effort to do that, to go and look at that. Get that information, get it to Roger. Now, I will say that I think we need to approve this as a draft. We can tweak it as we go, but we need to have something in place that we all acknowledge this is our responsibility, and then move forward. So that being said, Roger, I visited with Roger briefly about it, and he has some suggestions as well.
Well, and Chris, we appreciate your not pressing the point. Like this last one we had, there were 742 various emails, letters, communicating between the county and Cook Nitrogen in reference to your request. And you know, quite frankly, you know, my priorities are, I got two judges, actually three, when they yell, we move. So we will do a better job of responding because you're entitled to a response in 4 days. Now, that response may very well be we're on top of it. And like in this situation, I know Deb went and dug out a bunch of stuff the board all had to look at, and everybody has a different way of storing stuff on their computer. Some are very organized. Some are like me. Yeah, I know I got an email at some point, and I usually click it, print it, and it goes into a file, but it may not go into just one single file. So that might be something as everybody looks at that, because according to the Attorney General, you're also included within these requests. So, again, I appreciate the paper working with us on the timeline, and with the new law, we're donating 4 more hours. Yeah, basically, the taxpayers are paying for those 4 hours of research. And photocopying when these requests are made. And I know Sheriff Gus is getting some of these requests. I got a request from a defense attorney, for heaven's sakes, down in Louisiana that was representing an individual from Gage and wanted to know all his arrest records and all that stuff. I don't do defense work anymore. And that's what I told him. So... right or wrong, you know, some of this stuff is being abused, and that's a shame. But the law is law, and I appreciate, like Matt says, if you don't have anything, and I realize some of you clean your, you basically, once the project's done, you empty it. And the good thing is Don has the official records, or in this case, the road department. You guys had everything on Cook Nitrogen that went out. So it's just a matter of getting the time and making photocopies. One thing, I'll work with Chris on this. Some of these requests, I doubt if he had any idea that we had 742 documents within that time frame. I'm not going to talk to him, but I doubt if he wants, 742. How are you doing this morning, Matt? Here's the latest tweak on the contract. But that's, when somebody goes like Deb and finds the stuff, as Matt says, you might as well make the copy while you got the file open. So here it is. And the requester may say, whoa, 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 I wasn't thinking about spending $400 and some. Now, 4 days doesn't give a lot of communication time between the parties. You know, for us to do, you know, find out how much we actually have, give you a good faith estimate so that you can decide, oh, that might have been a little overbroad. I'll narrow it down or something. And, I mean, those are things we'll just have to work through.
And just to say the request, because I don't have it in front of me, had to do with the communication between the county and Koch Nitrogen regarding, I believe, the 89th Road between a three-month period there. So just, you know, communication and negotiating how that process was going to work and timelines and things like that. I guess that's what I was able to find was this meeting's here, this needs to be signed, that type of information. So that was the request, was information from communication between the county and Koch Nitrogen. All right. So I would ask for a motion to approve this as a working draft. This is what we'll work off of, and as we move forward, if we need to tweak it, then so be it. But that way, we all know the rules we're playing by, and what we're going to do as a policy. And you know, maybe we'll come back in 2 weeks, and if everyone's fine with this, then we'll reaffirm it and say this is the way we're going to do it. And if not, we'll tweak it. Yes,
I'd like just a little tweak, on there, and there.
Where?
Maybe in their possession. You've got that twice. Yep.
Are you getting me on grammar? Is that what you...
T-H-E-I-R.
Okay, where are we at? Let me know. You can't say number one. Because
number one and number...
They're all
the
one.
First two number ones.
Well, that's when I cut and pasted it. It dropped in. Okay. I can't find it right now.
The last line on...
Oh, there.
It's
there.
Like
the last line on the first two.
Yours is like over there.
Yeah.
Not in their possession.
Yeah, there. All right. Got me on grammar. All right. Touche. All right. What else?
Do we want that to be numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Yeah, that needs to. That's...
All right. Any other changes? If no other changes, I would recommend we...
Well, no, I just have a question. I mean, we talked a little bit about cost. Do we want to include some of that in here or not? Or I don't care.
That's why I refer to the state statute, because that
outlines.
I don't want. I mean,
that was my question too, Meyer. And
yeah.
We have fees. That's part of the fees thing. But
right. But
we just have, if it is more than $50, then
yeah. The legislature. I didn't want to rewrite their. They did it.
Yeah, and
so.
Basically what we do is, you know, I've got together with all the public officials as far as the cost. You know, as we print out, and quite frankly, it varied from 25 cents to a dollar. So basically, the elected officials made a decision based upon the actual cost, which you have to base it on, that we're going to charge 50 cents. So if Joe Blow came downstairs and wanted a copy, or upstairs and wanted a copy of a death certificate that I had on file, 50 cents. If the paper wants a copy of communiques, between a contractor and the county, 50 cents a page. And, you know, it's one of those things, I'm not going to sit here and negotiate or anything, you know, it's not a volume discount either. So that's just what we're going to do. And again, the statute provides if it's over $50, then we can ask for a deposit up front on a good faith estimate. And that's something I you know, like in this last one, I think it would have helped Chris too. If you didn't know it, and again, I had no idea. I mean, I know we had a lot of back and forth, but when you start, I mean, I got an accordion file, and it's full. So that would help, I think, also make a decision as far as if they want all that stuff.
I've got a couple of questions since we're discussing fees. If I were to come in with a zip drive, could I get a copy of all without being printed out? No, okay. No,
we do not maintain a file like that, and we're not required by law to create a file just for convenience of somebody.
Okay, and then my other question is, we have to give them 4 hours free. Is that per request or per person or entity that may make requests over
that's,
a period?
That's per request.
Per request.
So like in this case, there was... I just got a couple more, but, you know, as you go through your computers and look at them, I mean, unless you have it really organized, so you can say Koch Nitrogen
contract, bam, you hit it, and, okay, print out these items. It's going to take you a while to look through those. Because, you know, a lot of people just maintain a record, if you will, put it into a folder, thank you. My computer ignorance here. Which, you know, when you get a request like this, it makes it much easier. But I know we had 6 hours down at the road department on this one. So 4 of those, this legislature decided we would donate.
4 hours per request? Okay, no.
No, per request.
Per request. Okay, so if I were to request all of the information for Koch Nitrogen, hypothetically, from August 1 to August 31, that would be one request, and I'd get 4 hours. And then if I did another one from July 1 to July 31, that would be a second request, so I would get 8 hours there.
No, I'm not doing okay. It that way. You're not going to. It's just like when we bid contracts. I can't piecemeal a contract to keep it under $20,000, so I don't have to bid it.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
But that's this lawyer's opinion, and I'm sure somebody in Lincoln will have a different one.
Okay.
Well, part of my rationale for discussing them and putting them in the public record is that even though by state statute this is what we have to do, I think if there's reasonable requests and then there's always the potential to get some ridiculous, I'll just say stupid request, and I think that there needs to be full light shed on that so that, hey, this is the type of stuff we're dealing with, so that when we do get those requests, we could share those with the legislature if for some reason we were starting to get this where they could modify this. But again, treat everybody the same. Most of the requests we get are going to be legit, but you could get some wild, crazy thing that someone's just chasing rabbits all day long, which is a sense to wasting taxpayer money, and we need to put those on file and let people know. Hopefully we don't get those, but I don't think we've got any of those thus far. But
oh, yeah. College students are great at this, and their professors, that they've learned that they can make these freedom of information requests to do research for their treatises, whether it be master's, doctorates, whatever it may be. And technically, under the law, I don't have anything to do but look it up for them. You know, like I had one request out of New York that wanted all the cases in which an officer had been sped upon, or I don't know, it was one of those goofy things, but that's what it was. It was so that Gus's office could do the research for a treatise being written in college, you know, where they used to do that themselves. They'd get online, that information is available. And I don't think that's what it was intended for. It was intended for our press to be able to, you know, look at stuff and make their own analysis. But again, on some of those, particularly with Gus in our office, those typically are ongoing investigations, which is a specific exemption.
Oh, so they are? Okay. Well, so that was kind of the motivation. So there are some that we may be putting into the record.
Oh, yeah,
just,
they're good. They're out
there. People
know.
I think that's valuable to have those requests in there. So.
And it does take a lot of time. I mean, because you have to put in a good faith effort, and you got to pull somebody off their job and do it. And
the other thing that's important to know, that this isn't just a city council and a county board issue. This is public bodies, anyone that would fall underneath the Open Meetings Act there. So this is fire boards, if there's an EMS board, if there's a township board, if there's a village board, any public entity is responsible for this. I don't necessarily think that everybody always realizes that if you're a public body and you fall underneath the Open Meetings Act and you have records, you're responsible. It's not just city councils and county boards and state legislatures. It goes all the way down. So those public bodies affect a lot of people. So, again, I've apologized to Chris that the reasonable request that he made was too long. Here's our policy, the way we'll do this, and we'll just move forward and get that information to those folks that make those requests. And Kathy will go over this with her fine-tooth grammarian, and that's fine.
Well, somebody has to.
I know. It's got to be good. I appreciate that. I'm sorry. I'm lax in that. I apologize. Okay.
With the noted changes on the document, I recommend approval.
Okay. Moved by Gary. Lytle.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Setzer.
Grammar must be correct now.
Okay, well, so far.
Well, I haven't.
Did I bold everything correctly? Did I italicize correctly?
Well,
I'm being a stinker. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, vote 7-0 to approve. Okay. I think that is it. Anything else? Bob, you want to let us have it?
We'll take time, Bob. There's no problem.
If there's no more discussion, I guess we will adjourn the Gage County Board of Supervisors, and we're going to fix that clock so I don't have to keep using my phone at, what I say here, 9:50. We're done.
Galen, this was in my box, but we need your signature on that.
Okay.
Yeah.